News, the Queensland government confirms the advertising campaign for its big build infrastructure plan will cost taxpayers $2 million. The government is facing criticism from the opposition, who claim the campaign is an effort to boost Labor's re-election campaign. However, State Development Minister Grace Grace says it's important to keep Queenslanders informed of the projects coming to their regions. Queensland's big build will see upgrades for hospitals, housing, transport and schools. This includes projects such as the Gold Coast Light Rail extension and the Cairns Hospital expansion.
Researchers from the University of Queensland are in search for young people to participate in a research study to help create an ad campaign aimed at curbing the uptake of vaping. Researchers will use AI programs to generate image and text that appeal to young people, who will then be asked to rate them. Among those aged 15 to 24 in Australia, over 13% use e-cigarettes and vapes, but not traditional cigarettes.
In national news, today we'll see thousands of Australians participate in the Cancer Council's biggest morning tea event. While today marks the official date of the event, morning teas will take place throughout May and June across the country to support thousands of Australians living with cancer. According to Cancer Council, all funds raised will go towards life-saving cancer research as well as advocacy and support programs for those living with cancer.
There are growing concerns that Australian preferences for heavy passenger vehicles such as SUVs and utes could pose as a challenge to reducing emissions and can even offset the progress made by the uptake of electric vehicles. The sale of heavier cars like SUVs are the fastest growing vehicle segment, accounting for over 50% of new vehicles sold in Australia. These heavier vehicles are more polluting than their smaller counterparts. The transport sector is projected to be Australia's highest emitting sector by 2030.
In international news, Kenyan Special Force Police are expected to arrive in Haiti in coming days to quell violence and stabilise the nation after months of unrest following a gang-led insurrection. Around 1,000 Kenyan agents will be involved in the mission in collaboration with officers from Chile, Jamaica, Grenada, Paraguay, Burundi, Chad, Nigeria and Mauritius. The international effort is supported by the United States, however, they have not contributed their own forces.
For your weather today, it will be a cool and sunny in Brisbane. With the temperature currently around 19 degrees, there is an expected maximum of 24. The UV index predicted to reach a moderate level of 4. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.